President Mills has expressed optimism that recommendations made by the Constitution Review Commission will stand the test of time. He said government will share the information and make copies of the report of the commission to the people as soon as possible. This is because, apart from the sovereignty of the state residing with the people, the recommendations will affect their daily lives. President Mills said this when the commission presented its report to him at the Castle Usu. He said the government will also encourage a public discourse on the report to arrive at a consensus in order to remove any obstacle in its implementation. Our presidential correspondent said the year report.
On January 11 last year, President Mills inaugurated the Constitution Review Commission with the duty to undertake a consultative review of the 1992 Constitution. It was specifically tasked to listen to the people, articulate their views in the form of recommendations, together with a draft bill for the amendment of the Constitution in the event that any changes were warranted. Presenting the 15-chapter report, the chairman of the commission, Professor Emeritus Albert Fiajo, said the commission's recommendations have been broken down into matters for constitutional and legislative changes and administrative action. The report also contains two draft bills, one for the amendment of the non-entrenched provisions and the other for the amendment of the entrenched provisions after a referendum. Professor Fiajo spoke about the principles which guided the commission's recommendations.
As was the case with the consultative processes, the recommendations of the commission were also guided by a number of principles. Firstly, that the current constitution is a good document and care must be taken not to engage in its unwarranted amendment. That the commission would only recommend an amendment of the constitution where the current provisions or practice have proved to be deficient. Two, the Constitution is a living organism capable of being nurtured for growth and development. And what the Commission has done has sought to nurture and provide for the future management of this growth. Thirdly, overall and in terms of substantive content, we were guided by a principle that the review exercise must cultivate and strengthen a culture of good governance, put national development planning on a firm and non-political pedestal, strengthen national culture as a source of our national identity and pride, and as a bastion for development, and recognize that our diversity as a nation is a source of richness and wealth.
President Mills, on behalf of the government and people of Ghana, thanked the commission for their sacrifices and dedication in coming out with their report.
I would like, on behalf of our dear nation, to express our deepest gratitude to the chairman and members of the Constitutional Review Commission for the excellent work that they have done. Indeed, it is really a consultative document. I know how much they have worked and how they have tried to incorporate the views of Ghanaians, both in Ghana and in the diaspora. I know the amount of effort that they have made and the sacrifices they have made in order to give this country a document that we can be proud of. And indeed, we are lucky we were able to get persons of this caliber because they were on top of the issues. They knew what to look for and what would be in the best interest of our dear nation.
The Constitution Review Commission received 83,161 petitions. Its two-year mandate ends on the 31st of this month. Seth Iyia reporting for Radio Ghana.